In Islam, we're taught to always be humble with regards to our actions, but we're also taught to be confident regarding our love. The Holy Prophet ﷺ asked one of his Sahaba what preparation he had made for the Day of Judgment, and that Sahabi responded that nothing, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said to him that you will be with those who you love. Now this Sahabi, in regards to his actions, was humble. He said that I've made no preparation. But with regards to his love, he was confident. He said that I love Allah and His Messenger. Now Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Qamarul Anbiya, wrote about this hadith that I always felt as if I had in person submitted this statement to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he had been pleased to favor me with the above answer. Now, despite the fact that Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad radiallahu anhu had done great actions and services throughout his life, but he was humble about his actions. He thought of himself like this person who said that I have done no actions at all, I've made no preparation. But he was confident about his love. The Holy Prophet ﷺ taught us that if we love someone, then we should tell them. Now this principle applies to our human relationships as well. For example, if a man expresses humility to his wife about how good of a husband he is, and he says that because of my weaknesses, because of my actions, I'm not sure if I'm even a good husband, then his wife will appreciate it. That expression of humility about our actions is appreciated in human relationships. But if he expresses humility to his wife by saying that because of my weaknesses, I'm not sure if I even love you, his wife will probably not appreciate that. Humility about love is not something that's appreciated. It's not good in human relationships. This is part of our common sense. And it teaches us that humility is good about our actions, but not about our love. Confidence is good about love, but not about actions. When a person is confident in their actions, then in the sight of God Almighty, that becomes arrogance. Once during the life of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, a debate arose among his Sahaba as to whether it was an appropriate expression of humility for a believer to question whether he was even a believer or not. Is that a good thing, to be so humble to say that I'm not even sure if I'm a mu'min, if I'm a believer or not? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam said that it is necessary for the members of our community to think well of themselves. One must try to excel in his efforts to increase in good deeds, but to deny being a believer is wrong. We can't gauge our spiritual progress through our actions, because we're taught to be humble about our actions. However, we can gauge our spiritual progress through our love, because we're taught not to be humble in love, but to be confident. We can know our spiritual progress by gauging the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Hazrat Muslim Awd radiallahu anhu said that let other people examine our actions. Our job is to examine our heart. Allah Ta'ala promises that those who fear Him out of love will begin to experience their paradise in this world, and the greatest paradise is the pleasure of Allah Almighty.